This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. We did a story on here yesterday about the dismal number of black CEOs of the biggest companies in this economy. Only four in all 500 of the Fortune 500. Today, we're talking slightly smaller companies.
My name is Nicoa Evans Hendricks, and I am a co-founder and the executive director of Harlem Park to Park, which is an alliance of about 250 entrepreneurs in Harlem. We represent restaurants, retail stores, cultural institutions, services, nonprofits, the whole gamut of businesses that really make up, you know, sort of the heartbeat of a community. In addition, I am also the owner of a restaurant called Ruby's Vintage. The recent, you know, killing of George Floyd has shaken the entire world. And in a community like Harlem that is so, you know, the capital of Black America, for us, it's been especially tragic to see something like this happen. What's also been an interesting kind of development as a result of this is that there's been an increased interest in Black-owned businesses. Certainly, as a Black-owned business with Ruby's Vintage, we've seen benefits in that increased traffic on our platforms, increased interest in ordering food from the restaurant. And really, in this time, you know, people are anxiety-ridden. People are really seeking dishes that are really comforting as well. So a lot of our comfort food items have been very popular. The restaurant itself was inspired by Ruby Dee, the legendary actress, who was widely known for her activism. And so that's kind of built into the DNA of our brand. So this is certainly a time where that, as a mission and as a part of who we are, be prevalent. And so that's been good to be recognized for that.
That was Nicoa Evans Hendricks. She is the co-owner of Ruby's Vintage. That's a restaurant in Harlem. She is also a co-founder of Harlem Park to Park. That's an alliance representing entrepreneurs in Harlem. Tell us, would you, when you get a minute in these crazy times, what's going on in your economy? You can do that at marketplace.org.